guys have done a pretty good job knocking down passes at the line. Is that a kind of an emphasis against a guy like Ryan who's probably going to throw the ball a lot and probably wants to get rid of the ball and all that?
Yeah, I mean, we always emphasize it. We do drills for it. We got some taller guys in there. I think Dean is probably, you know, he's had a couple good ones. Mike's had some good ones. LaTroy's tall, long, and lengthy. You know, a little bit different than, you know, last couple years before, you know, we were maybe a little bit shorter and thicker. You know, we got some taller, longer guys now. So, and you know, that's one of the things we emphasize too, particularly with, you know, some teams will have a tendency to throw the ball and try to get the ball out quicker. Even if you have a good rush, you can't get there. So that's one of the things we emphasize.
How did Pinnell come back after?
Good. Came back in really good shape, which he was here working out. And we, the first game, you know, we had a target of 13 to 15 snaps, and we made that target in there. And then the second game, we were going to beef that up, but we didn't really play all that many reps. I think we only had 45 defensive reps in the Chicago game. So he's ready to move on.
When we talk about Mike Daniels, we often talk about the intensity that he has, his, obviously his veteran experience, his approach, the physical side of it, but the mental side, what have you seen from him on the middle of that defensive line mentally, and how smart of a player he's been inside, especially at this stage in his career?
Yeah, you know, it's funny because when you get a player as a young player and then you get to see him progress throughout the years, you think of the questions that they asked you when they were rookies and first-year guys as to now, and you could just tell that he's focusing more on, you know, he wants to know where's Jake going to be? Where is he going to be behind me? Because he knows that, you know, the blocking schemes matter where the linebackers are. Well, when you first get a guy, he's worried about what his assignment is and what he's doing and what he's looking at and what his keys are, and then they just start to grow. So, I mean, that's probably the biggest thing that I've noticed is just the development all the way around of the whole defensive scheme. And that takes time because, you know, as a young player, you don't want to give him too much. I mean, you could overload a guy and not – I mean, there's a reason you drafted him, because he was a good football player, or you brought him on as a free agent. He was a good football player. So you want them to let just their natural instincts and then try to feed him more year in and year out. And that's what's great about the off season when we do our off season studies and stuff, and try to teach them, you know, the older guys especially, I try to teach them more of just them what their assignment is, what this guy's doing, what that guy's doing. Now, some guys can handle that earlier than other guys, but he's done a great job of that. Wants to know what's going on around him, so he can anticipate a play and anticipate a block better.
What have you seen from just looking at Kenny these past few weeks and kind of what he's been able to do, both, you know, inside, but also even like that play, I think, against Howard, where he ended up running him down, like, towards the sidelines?
Yeah, Kenny's going to – I mean, I told you, Kenny's going to be a good player. I mean, he's just a young man that just turned 21, but he's very focused. He doesn't clown around a lot, but he has a good personality. And he likes the game. He's very serious about his craft for a young player, and he wants to get better. And, you know, he's played against some guys, you know, with the centers we got coming up. You know, he had Frederick. You know, he's going to have Mac now. I mean, those were the perennial AFC, NFC Pro Bowl players. And then he's going to have some other centers coming up in a few weeks, you know, that are very good centers. So, I mean, he's growing up fast, and he's a very strong, good leveraged player. He's not perfect, and it's a work in progress, but when he makes a mistake, it really bothers him, and that's a good trait to have.